Welcome, tabletop enthusiasts, to another exciting night of Goblins and Gambles. Tonight, our game master is Connor Saunders. We have Taylor Lewitt playing the incorrigible Marcus. We have Eric Williams playing Baynard Clark. And of course, we have Liam Saunders as Anorand. I forget all the other characters' last names. So that's who we are today. Goblins and Gambles, thanks so much. Connor, take it away.
I hate you so much.
Why did I get billed after the announcer?
I don't know. Why, I didn't write anything down, okay? I was just flying by the seat of my pants.
What happened last week?
We met a wonderful lady.
We met a wonderful human lady who but Anorand proceeded to repeatedly piss off by accusing her of being various different things.
One time I pissed her off.
I'm pretty sure you wanted to call her Fae Touched. You wanted to call her a goblin or something.
Liam,
or maybe it was an orc.
Liam, no,
this is not your time. This is my time. You shut up. This is what happened last week. We continued to go on a walk. I think after that, actually, the rest of it was rather uneventful until we got back to a cabaret, in which case we found the actor Liam's alter ego locked in a dungeon.
Yeah.
And he wants to kill us.
Yeah. That's pretty... I also just want to say, I'm still so fascinated with this witch. Connor's got us going back to, like, meet up with the witch to visit some frogs, and I'm gonna figure out what her deal is. Because she's not mechanically a witch. He said she's not mechanically, like, a witch character. And so, if she's sorcerer, that's why I was asking about Fae Touch stuff. Anorand very rudely asked if she was orcish, which I forget being, like, a guy from human Earth... that, like, the orcs are not well-liked in the fiction. And so being a half-orc is not a good thing.
Yeah, the game's crazy racist.
Oh, yeah. But they at least make it interesting, I guess. They fix a bunch of the, like, really problematic racist stuff in their own, like, storytelling. But
my God.
Giant Slayer is just a campaign book about, like, it's like, they're going to do a genocide to us small folk. Better kill every giant. Are we the
genocide them before they can genocide us?
Preemptive strike, right?
Moon's got giants.
It's the most ethical thing to do is a preemptive strike.
Great.
Yeah, so some wild shit went down while you guys were away. They've been receiving ransom notes and there's troll activity everywhere. Someone says they spotted a giant. And then Pylon is in the dungeons, and we left with the party about to see him for the first time. I'm going to hand that off to Liam to describe when we get to that point, because he does it better. And
you do it anyway.
Yeah, he'll do it anyway. So even if I did it, he would just repeat me 35 seconds later.
Add details.
Mm-hmm. So Tarvis, Travis, and John Hans accompany you to the dungeons with the guards at the ready. Again, they've been pretty keen on the fact that this is now a very dangerous person, and it is not the same person that left, although it sort of seems to wear his skin.
So. It's wild because, like, if we remember Pylon in combat, not a dangerous person.
And other to himself. Yes.
Only to himself. Yeah.
Like, I'm very curious about all this. So
yeah, Liam, what do they see when they enter this cell?
I'm going to drop a couple images into the Discord chat after I'm done so you guys get some context on this. But because he's a bard and like a somatic spellcaster, they would have him shackled in some way, I imagine. I don't know how intense our dungeon is, but also probably like gagged in some way.
Definitely gagged. Yep.
And so the first thing you would notice looking at it, again, he's you remember Pylon being... He has the like dark drow complexion, but and the dark drow eyes. But instead of having the white hair, he had dark brown, almost black, like charcoal hair. And so he was kind of almost like a. I think I described him as a charcoal smudge in the first episode. He was just like kind of a shadow. His head has been like shaved down, and there are like ritual scars across the like. Like starting at the forehead and back along the scalp, kind of in this feathery pattern, which again, I'll post, which would probably need religion checks. And these like three red scrape marks on each cheek, the only like spot of color, that they don't just look like scars because the other scars have like the same dark purplish gray as his skin. The cheeks are like, almost look like they've taken something like red skin and like grafted it in. And the gag that's in his mouth, you can see biting on the cloth, his teeth have been filed down to like points.
That's aggressive. Fair. He sounds aggressive. Mm-hmm. Sounds barbaric. Like if I thought barbarian, like out in the wilds, batshit nothing barbarian. That's what I come up with.
And I will give you more to go on if anyone, I guess, do we roll on my description, like religion or like local?
Well, not quite yet. Let's do, like, the first thing you're going to do isn't try to have insight into his scars, right? You're probably going to want to try to talk to him. But I leave that up to you guys. It's in your court.
How do we enter the room? So the... but when we left off, Anran was like very eager to go in there on her own. I imagine that's not happening. Yeah,
not happening. The Jarvis Travis enter first, followed by, I assume, Baynard, then Marcus, then Anran, just by seniority.
I would kind of slide off into a corner.
Typical.
Yeah, but it's just to observe rather than be confrontational.
Take your pants off.
Yeah, I'll whack off in the corner. Scars get me hot and bothered.
Ew. Oh, gross.
You started this.
That's not okay. There's a lot wrong with that sentence.
It could get worse. That's pretty tame.
I was going to say, it's pretty tame. It's like...
So, Williams, how do you want to address this?
I don't think Baynard could handle this at the start. I don't think he... I think he kind of would let Anran start because he's just like... Like, Pi was like his best friend. He was really torn up when Pi left. And to see like him messed up in this way is just like hurts him so bad. I think it was just like, imagine if like I saw one of you guys like this, like that's what Baynard's going through. Right. So I think he would just kind of like also just step off to the side and let Anran start. Cause I feel like he would think that she has more experience with something like this. Whereas he's like, remember he's only like 21, 22 years old. Like he's a young guy. He's like, yeah. So he's just like, oh shit.
We're all pretty young, really.
I was going to say, I think Anne might be the oldest aside from Jonhan, maybe. She's my age, I think,
29. Sure. And Marcus, you had something to say?
Yeah, two things. Is he struggling at all?
He's well restrained, and he's been here for a while, so.
Yeah, but like is he, like we walked into the room, we're going to be a trigger of some sort where the guys, he's supposed to hear to want to kill, or at least Baynard's here.
I'm going
to
leave that up to Liam.
So when you guys walk in, is anyone wearing anything in particular? Like, I assume Baynard's not wearing, like, the crown or anything. Everyone looks just kind of how we do on the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have come from the road.
I have my headband on, though, because, like, that's a piece of my equipment.
Yeah.
So but I do have the crown.
I guess technically. With the antlers coming out on the headband of Charisma?
No, I don't think it doesn't have antlers. It's just a headband, right? But it's like a golden headband. So it's pretty clear, like... No one's just going to be walking around like this generally, unless they're the king. So I think he might understand.
Okay. So I picture like fettered hands in front, maybe chained to the floor with a couple inches of chain. So like kneeling, like doing the like up through the brows kind of thing. You see like regarding everyone as they walk in, but I think you would notice immediately, like there's not the recognition. You see the same kind of passing over of Anoran's face as there is of yours and Marcus's face, but his eyes do stop on the crown and he kind of like leans a bit, but doesn't like, no like like shaking or violent or like fighting.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. And I think Marcus, considering some of his history, his actual backstory, which one day we might touch on.
Maybe this will get it out of you.
No.
Unlikely.
Unlikely. I think, is there any role I can do to, based on the scarring? Like, I have knowledge history. I also have linguistics in with drow as a language.
Do you have religion? Actually, drow might help.
I rolled 14 for religion.
Anoran will assist on the religion.
Well, if I'm allowed to roll, like, DM has to decide that if I have history and technically I know the drow language.
Yeah, that's not enough for what's going on here.
Okay.
Eric, I would aid on your 14, so 16. I rolled a nat 20, which sucks, but I only aided.
Yeah, so I don't think that a 16 is enough to get any information from this.
One more question.
Yeah.
Only because of Taylor's personal knowledge about reading a whole bunch of shit and knowing that the Drow is very house and hierarchy based, could I use my knowledge of nobility in any way, shape, or form for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So the religion check, I'm setting it at 20 because it is a Underdark religion. Okay. So
I rolled to aid and got a nat 20, and so I can't roll again though.
Maybe later, but let's see where this nobility goes.
Yeah, once we have some.
So I rolled 18 plus 6 for 24.
So that's close.
It's a 25.
I'll give you a little bit. I was going to set that one at 25 because it's a little more obscure than the religion.
Yeah.
So you do recall Pylon mentioning his family house.
He wrote to his mother that one time.
Yeah.
Vexadir.
Thank you, Vexadir.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the name, but that's it. That's all you can remember.
Just Vexadir? Is that the house name?
It's the house name, yeah.
So at this point, it's worth noting, Anoran is like waiting for explicit permission, but you can see like white knuckled, he's not looking at her and she's just staring at his face. Really, really intense. And it's just been, I imagine, dead silent when we're all just staring at him. And, he's just staring at Baynard, and Anoran, without looking away from him, would ask, like, Baynard, is this him? And it doesn't really even sound as much like a question. Like, you can tell there's something on his face that she knows.
It's him, Anoran, I think. I think Baynard will, like, walk forward a little bit and, like, fall on his knees and, like, look at his friend. And, Pi, are you in there?
How close are you?
I'm probably still 6 feet away, but I'm now like eye level with him.
Tarvis and Travis would not let you get any closer for sure.
That's fair. He's still gagged, and so he's just staring.
I'll look at Anoran and is like, do you think we can take his gag off?
Tarvis and Travis both pipe up and go, we will not do that.
She turns to Tarvis and Travis. Did he say anything? Is he possessed? She's thinking of using abeyance to break one effect on him for a temporary amount of time. But she just wants to know how he got kept. Where was he? What was he? How did he?
I think I'm trying to remember what you and I talked about, but I think it is he came to town, guns blazing, essentially. He's become a much more accomplished spellcaster.
And he now travels with two crossbows loaded at all times and a bow.
So the guard and, your retinue here were able to subdue him with some casualties in their ranks. And they are not willing to let that happen again. I don't know if they would know what kind of magic it was, but it was much more powerful than they knew Pylon to be.
He was a religious caster before, correct? He was a bard?
He was a singing bard, yes.
Yeah, and so they are divine casters. Hmm. And so she turns to Baynard. He shared the same magic we do. Just, do you know what god he served before? Or?
No, we never discussed it. Not that I can recall. Yeah, I'm going to turn to Tarvis and Travis. I have to talk to him. I have to take this gag off. I have to speak to him.
I highly advise that you don't. He made a man's head explode just by singing at him. So we are pretty keen on keeping him tied down. We do know that our friend Anoran here is more than capable of subduing captives when required. So we may lean on her for this. We're not sure yet.
There's nothing we can do until we speak to him. And she still hasn't gotten any closer.
Baynard stands up and walks off into the corner and just is not he's lost in thought right now.
You said his hands are, does he have access to do this.
Yeah, he's got fingers.
Well, no. So because some spells, if he had like subtle spell or something, he could do something with just his hands. And so I'm picturing like a wrist fettering and then like the middle fingers and the thumb kind of together. And so
Jesus. All right.
Okay. I feel like it's the only way you could ever hold any kind of spellcaster. Cause if you don't know what they're doing.
Fair. That's fair.
I feel like it's just part of like this, or even just like, it's like those like closed in where they like have to hold the bar inside and it wraps around like a hilt. I think it'd be very standard in any fantasy world to know how to like brace or somebody.
Okay. I don't know what to go with here.
I feel like it would be Marcus who would notice it. I know he did. I know Baynard's read the letter, but Marcus, I think you notice like the like long thin nose that Anoran has and kind of like the shape of her chin, the like kind of longer face. Her ears are definitely rounder, but like there is like a, and he's all marred and strange now, but like there is a resemblance between the two of them.
Have you not discussed that you're related?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, Anoran hasn't said anything, but Baynard found the letter.
You have mentioned, maybe that's out of character,
yeah,
that you have been searching for. No, in character, you have mentioned that you have been searching for this person named Hylon.
Yeah, and she was very cagey about it. And then a year passed, yes. And so at that point, Baynard had found the letter that someone had written to her.
If you'll allow me, then I think Marcus will, connect a couple dots, and that he'll turn to Anna and be like, "Who is he to you?" He won't ask that out loud. Sorry, he's going to walk up to you, kind of turn his back to the rest of the room because gotta be a cagey motherfucker.
Yeah,
and just kind of whisper like face to face, "Who is he to you?"
I think he would know where my father is, and she is still staring at his face.
Okay, so am I drawing, obviously, a familial connection?
Give me a perception. We have mechanics for
this. Yeah,
we do have mechanics for this. Again, that's a natural 18 for 27.
Yeah.
They look familiar. You know a lot about the drow houses. You know that they will sometimes, they call them thin bloods, the half drow. They sometimes just take people from the surface for all sorts of stuff. And
he means rape.
Well, and just like they do slavery. And so you think Anoran might have the same father with an 18. She's clearly older as well. Like it's not like a come and go thing.
Do we know how old Pi is? Have we ever actually?
He was
Pi, I believe, is just maybe a year older than Baynard.
Oh God, am I older than Baynard? Fuck.
I think both of us were older than Baynard, and then
shit,
Balmir was the oldest. At like a right 25.
No. Balmir was like 60. A young adult dwarf. Yeah, you were all young adults of your races.
If his hands weren't totally bound, Marcus has been doing a whole lot of reading and learning some shit. So he actually knows drow sign language.
Yes.
When did that happen?
A couple level ups, bitch.
Fair enough.
We got two levels at once. That's enough to like put a bunch of linguistics on if you aren't.
And I did. I was like, this will be fun stuff to know. So I now know.
So the drow sign language is based on the fact that they have dark vision and they would communicate silently through sign language.
Yeah.
So to like ambush and stuff. And so
survive in the Underdark because shit is scary. But you said his hands are like totally bound, and obviously I would be smart enough to realize that he can't talk. Unless it'd be like with a lisp sort of thing.
I guess if you tried to communicate with him like that, he could nod and stuff, but he's still looking. Even though Baynard has walked to the corner, he's like followed Baynard.
I think that's what Marcus would do. He would kneel down in front of me. Is he kneeling?
Yeah, I'm picturing kneeling with his hands only at like that much chain between the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, like 4 inches.
So he'll kneel in front of him, like directly in front of his face if he has to, he doesn't get eye contact. And he'll sign out, "Do you recognize me? Do you know me?"
Yeah, and so, yeah, the drow either have, like, all the elves in Galarian have that, like, black alien eye. His are, like that with, like, the faintest, like, you can almost see the darker, like, the lighter bit of the iris, but it's, like, it's very much just, like, a solid plane. And when they, like, look over to you with, like, almost, like, an audible click, He just kind of like flexes the jaw and doesn't, he kind of almost a little bit cocks his head, but doesn't nod or give a response to that. But you get that he understood the language. Like you watched him process it and then.
Yeah. And then, okay, I'll sign again. Do you know him? And point to Baylor.
And when you point to him, when his eyes go back there, there's just like a very quick, like.
If you're making motions, we can't see you.
I can't tell if you actually did it. You need to be exaggerated. Yeah. I need to see it.
Just the very slightest little nod.
Okay.
You guys like hear Baylor like put his shield down against the wall. He's like still leaning against the wall, but his shield's out of his hand now.
Do you mean him harm?
There is in the eyes a glint. And even through the gag, you can tell, you get the this like
a feral grin kind of thing.
Like you get the sense that his mouth opens too wide. Like when, as he starts to like this little bit of a smile, like it's just wrong.
I hate what happened to Pylon. It creeps me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm already creeped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once
I've got way more detail than
Once I can send the next reference image, you guys are gonna get so upset.
Okay. Let's keep going with this.
While he's doing that, can Anoran roll a religion check not on the scars, but with like seeing the little bit she's seeing of this exchange? If he's because she's an inquisitor, and so one of the things she's able to do is exorcism like any cleric, like she can channel positive energy, not the same mechanical way, but can I roll to see if like he might be possessed?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's just been broken.
12.
12 isn't good enough to know either way.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that one out of the way, but I thought I'd roll better.
I'm going to mine the scars and ask if House Faxadir... Vexadir did this, if you answer it.
There is not like a nod, but there is like a different kind of like twinkle in the eye. Like there's an acknowledgement, like the way he kind of keeps staring at you instead of looking back to Baynard. When you like sign the house, there's like an acknowledgement and it's like almost like an excitement. Like he leans a little bit.
I'm really creeped out that I learned this. I really hate that Marcus is the one.
I'm just picturing this dead silent room. Like picture Silence of the Lambs, except you have a full retinue of guard and Jodie Foster is in silence signing.
Yeah, it's creeping me the fuck out. Like, even though I'm saying what I'm signing,
yeah,
it's creeping me out. Mm-hmm. So far, Marcus hasn't relayed anything because I assume this happens rather quickly. These questions.
Yeah, it's a small conversation.
It's almost like the tactical stuff. I feel it's a little like it's truncated compared to normal sign language.
Drow sign language is very detailed. It can hold entire conversations,
but it can be super quick.
Yes,
it's like Naruto shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Bullshit Naruto hands.
Yeah,
they're called jutsus. God.
Yeah, I've never watched it. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know where else I can take this right now.
If you give like a moment of sight, like a second while you're like thinking, he doesn't like nod down to gesture or something. He kind of like he indicates to the gag with like his eyes and his like the way he moves his head.
Right.
I'll point to his hands like to indicate like he can try to sign something, and I will try to interpret what he says, but. I'm not removing the gag. I know Pylon. If he's violent now, hell no. I like my face as it is.
He nods like a very slow and like calm nod and then like lifts the hands. So like I don't imagine you have to remove the full fettering, but like I'm even picturing like they might just be like tied together. Like if you free his hands,
So this is going to be a Baynard decision to essentially unshackle him. He'll still have his gag. He'll still be tied to the ground, but his hands will be free.
Can you free his hands?
So Baynard like slowly turns back to what's happening.
And I guess Marcus would explain like what he's doing so that he could like why he's doing that.
How convenient. How fucking convenient.
I honestly had no idea this was going to happen. I just knew that the drow left.
You got lucky. That's interesting game.
I'm going to turn to like Tarvis and Travis and just say, Can you give us the room? I don't want any bystanders in here. Anoran and Marcus and I have fought untold horrors out in the wilderness. We've almost all died, but we've managed to hold our own and survive out there. I think the three of us are more than enough for Pylon.
They agree to leave, but they do so against their will and simply because you're the king.
I understand. Don't go far, but...
They'll step out of the room. John Hand sees Tarvis and Travis leave the room and goes, "What in the goddamn fuck?" And then the door closes. So you're alone in the room, the three of you and Pylon.
I was asked, or wanted to clarify, that with asking this, Marcus is... How familiar is Marcus with the process of spellcasting?
Do you have any magic or knowledge or...
I have knowledge and use magic device.
Okay. I think you would know what the general world knows is that spells typically consist of several parts and several things that have to happen, either be it a spoken word or a physical action or regents. So you're aware of how all those things work. And having watched Pylon fight previously, there's been physical and spoken components to nearly everything.
So Marcus's thought is, with his knowledge of Drow sign language, he shouldn't be surprised, or he should be aware of if Pylon tries to pull something that isn't Drow sign language.
Correct.
And having said that, I would like Marcus to be prepared to cut off some fingers.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you're going to be the one unshackling him.
And yeah, I figured I...
Yeah. So... That's now the Liam and Taylor show.
Okay,
so.
I need 2 seconds to do a tiny bit of math. I promise I'm not
I'm going to get some water.
Yeah.
Don't do anything without me. I want to hear it all.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay.
This is too coincidental. This actually blows my mind. I'm so happy I took this.
I hoped it was something like this. And I was like, there, I know if Connor brings him back like this, he's going to gag him because of the whole Court of Shards bullshit. And I was like, I hope Taylor took the sign language.
I did.
Because you mentioned so offhand, we were talking about the Darklands, and I was just so excited. I was like, yes, because it's my favorite thing. I love the 5e, or even just the Forgotten Realms drow, and it's...
Well, I was going to say, that's what I'm pulling a lot of what I'm based off of, similar, is the Forgotten Realms.
But instead of it being like they all worship Lolth, it's like very demon heavy in all directions. And Darklands are
still matriarchal,
though. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And still very BDSM. So... You've opened his hands up so he can do some signs?
Well, so far we've cleared the room.
Yep.
And at that point, I guess once the others have exited, Marcus will look to Baynard and to Anoran. Do I get a sense of danger?
Sense motive.
You haven't even asked him anything to, like, get his fingers wiggling.
Nope, but just the general sense. So I rolled 12 plus 5, so 17. How much hostility do I feel coming off this guy? Like,
I feel like it's been like radiating the whole time. Like, I feel like if you'd done this sense motive at the start, you would understand completely why Travis and Tarvis don't want him alone with the king. Like, there is this like intent, and it is ill.
Okay. So I'll turn to both of them and be like, if anything should happen, you cannot hesitate. If you need to, you hurt me as well. You cannot hesitate.
Marcus, you hear the chains rattling a little bit, like his hands are moving.
I haven't touched his hands yet.
Oh, you haven't released them? Okay, no, I was going to respond to that.
I have not released him yet.
That's just hurtful.
I have not released him yet. I'm turning to them before I do anything and telling them this.
Okay.
Anything untoward should happens, he gets put down.
Anoran pulls out her star knife. Like, she's got the four-bladed thing, like, out, and she's just kind of...
Because of our previous conversation, I'm going to dead-ass stare at you.
Why?
Because I asked him if he was anything to her, and he said family. But not, he didn't say family.
But you've made the connection.
But yeah. I've made that connection. And I don't care who you are, family. To quote,
family.
Correct.
When you hear your family.
When... Yeah, she grips the knife, and she says, "Ask him where the nearest entrance to the Darklands is from here." The roads will not be safe for travelers if it is unattended to. And you can feel like the first part is very genuine. The second part is not the reason why she's asking.
So having made my declaration of kill his ass if anything bad happens.
Literal demon over there.
Literal demon over there. Kill their ass.
Baynard's just started casting spells on himself, just so you know.
Yeah. Bark skin.
No, I'm serious. He has.
Whoa, should we roll for initiative if we're going to be buffing?
But having said that, I would like to hear a confirmation of yes.
Anoran comes up and is going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on you, which would, I think, give you any mind-affecting spells. You get a plus bonus. Plus two to your will saves and mind-affecting.
Cool.
I am assuming that Baynard has done the same to himself is the reason why.
I've done Protection from Evil myself, and I've just did Barkskin, and I did Magic Vestment before we walked in the door.
Okay. Anoran is going to cast Protection from Evil on herself as well.
Okay, but demon's over there. You're going to nuke that demon if anything bad happens. Is
she what repeats, is getting at. She just goes, ask him about the entrance to the Darklands.
Anoran, that doesn't matter right now.
Like, she turns for the first time, breaking eye contact, like her gaze at Pylon. She says, of course it matters.
It will matter in a few minutes. Right now, Marcus, when you're doing the finger talking, is that what it's called?
The finger talking.
It's Baynard, right? He's an idiot.
Sorry.
can you tell us what you're saying and what he's saying back to you? Can you? I just want to know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Henceforth, when I say what I'm signing, I will say it aloud.
Thank you.
I will be translating what Pylon says.
I'm going to stand behind Pylon now so he can't see me. And I'll be back there with my, ready to go.
He, as Marcus is signing at him, he just keeps, I'm imagining he can't fully turn around, but he's craned his neck to follow you there.
I haven't signed anything to you yet. I'm still talking to them. My back's to you, bitch.
Oh, I know, but if he walks around, even with Taylor, with Marcus being in front, he's following Baynard as much as he can move.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's loosen some fingers. Not
just fingers. Yep.
Just fingers. And as stated, you can loosen fingers if anything untoward happens. All right.
That's drow for penis.
Yeah. It's eight fingers wiggling independently.
It's like a mole cock.
Stop. Where did this go? Where did this go?
I'm just watching Liam's hands. That's all.
My mole cock hands.
Anyways, you are now free to speak. Just assume you can speak to him verbally. We don't have to go through
signing everything from here on out currently.
Yeah. You can speak to him. He can hear.
Yeah.
He would just be signing back.
What happened to you? After you left the Toplands.
The Toplands.
I don't know what to call the Sunlands.
She went to the Bottomlands.
Yeah, I was going to say the Toplands is a gay bar, I'm sure.
Probably. That's not what I meant, and you know it.
It is Pride. Give us your money, days.
No.
And that's how we get civil rights.
We have a rainbow mole penis t-shirt.
Not civil rights, it's Justice Warriors. Here we come.
That's not even, that's anti-corporate bullshit. Say, that's not anti-gay bullshit.
He's making fun of companies.
It'll come. Don't worry. Oh, just like the gays.
He clumsily, because he can't do some of the more grandiose motions, says, was scouting, reported back.
Scouted what?
New lands, untamed.
I like that you're now Jeff Goldblum. New land.
New lands, untamed. And then you get I think a motion that you recognize a little bit between your urchin street life, thieves can't and the drow sign language, the hand phrase for stolen.
Mm.
But he then repeats stolen and he looks you dead in the eyes and he goes, stolen.
Stolen lands you scouted?
Stolen. Marcus, you're looking at him do this. Baynard from behind him, are you looking at him do this? When he keeps going, stolen, stolen.
Yeah.
Stolen. Baynard, Marcus, and Anoran have to roll will saves.
No, you son of a bitch.
Is he evil?
He is. We all get the plus two. He is currently evil.
I rolled a five, so 18. Sorry, 16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to go get fucked by whatever you're trying to do to me.
What'd you get?
Natural 20.
Natural 20. I got with Hanoran, even with the protection from evil, I got under a 10.
God damn it. Why is it only me?
Well, so Marcus, you just see he's going stolen, stolen, stolen. And I feel like you notice that like Anoran and Baynard both move in a bit and he goes stolen, stolen, stolen.
I would slap your hands at this point to make you stop.
Before you can, as a part of the same effect, Baynard and Anoran drop to the floor asleep. And Pylon like leans right in.
I hate you and so much.
Like you feel like his jaw opens too wide and the gag comes
off
out.
Off of your fingers.
He's clutched his hand in and he just like,
I don't give a fuck and go say goodbye to your fucking whole thing.
He clenched his fists.
This is bullshit because I said you caused any hunky
just
shit.
Just let him do his thing, Taylor.
He like the mouth opens too wide, and I'm gonna send you guys a picture so you can get a sense of the like red skin on his cheeks. It looks like something has happened to his face. Where his jaw, it doesn't distend, but it's like it's extended to reveal how like pointed the teeth are, and as the gag falls out, he just goes, "Long live the king." And like sits back on his haunches and just like doesn't do anything else. He's got his fingers clutched in, the gag has been dropped out of his mouth, and he just like chuckles and sits back on his haunches. And it's now just kind of looking at you.
From what you can gather, you don't know that they're only asleep. Right? They have just fallen over and he said something so fucking ominous.
Can I make a perception roll?
Medicine to see if they're alive, I guess.
Yeah.
I have heal. I don't actually have medicine.
Or yeah, sorry, heal. Apologies. Heal. Sorry. Yeah. I'm playing too many games. Also, fucking, that was a DC 17 with Williams getting the 16. Fucking sweating over here.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah, they're asleep. They are like in a deep slumber.
Okay. So. Why? Why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
Did you just change accents? Did you just change accents?
So I don't know if you guys remember, but in my intro, he's got this quiet little voice that he uses, and then he's talking.
It's a lot higher in the intro.
Yeah.
Do you mean
it's instead of being high, I'm playing it now as sort of the same accent, somewhere between like a northern accent, but hushed.
Okay, but I mean like between "Long Live the King" and what you just said to me.
No,
you change accents.
It's just okay. These little bits. Mouth, again, like with the what you saw him do to spit the gag out, you think it would be, he'd be fucking loud. And he's just like so quiet.
I'll gesture to the bodies. Why do that?
Oh, it seems that they've been traveling a long time. It's weary work. You must be tired too.
Fucking creep.
I don't like that. The player character is the best villain we've had. Like, fuck you.
Weary, weary work.
Yeah, once again, gesture of the scars. That looks like it took some work.
Yes, yes. Much work.
You're doing? Or now Vexidir, do you say it was?
Vexidir.
What kind of spell is sleep?
It's not sleep. So this is...
Is it an enchantment, charm effect, and compulsion effect?
This is part of a bardic performance, and so it's different. It's part of a fascinate that extends into a slumber.
Is it a compulsion effect or charm effect?
I think it might be enchantment. I can double check. I've got it up here.
It sounds like an enchantment.
It's a fascination effect. Fascinate is an enchantment compulsion.
We get another save, motherfucker.
I love the idea of it being after they hit the ground and like trying to like go.
Yeah.
Like after they've fallen asleep. So he's like, weary, weary work. But Anoran's still asleep. I got a 10.
I got a 24.
Okay.
Nice. Baynard wakes up.
And as he starts to move, Pylon just kind of like turns and looks over. And as he's starting to stir, he turns back to Marcus, and he goes, "What did your friend call me?"
"He called you by your name."
"Why would he know my name?"
"You don't remember me, do you?"
He's like scrutinizing you, just looking really deep. He says, "A sun touches all of you and makes you a bit too samey."
Samey?
Samey. I know that was not the...
What kind of word is samey?
He at that, he does kind of like shrug. And I think with like a silly phrase and the shrug, and because his mouth is closed, you can't see the teeth, it's easy to see Pylon for a second.
Fuck, did I take any notes about you?
Jesus.
Absolutely not.
Banner kind of like sits up, and he heard you say that, like that you don't know who I am. And I pull out my my flute, and I start playing Pylon's song.
Hmm.
Bonus points for Liam if you remember how it goes.
No, I don't. Fuck, no.
Not a chance.
Me, Eric, remember music?
You can play that.
That's just Frozen.
No, it's, I'm doing a little wrong. I'm thinking Frozen, but you can play the drop here, I guess. But, Marcus, you kind of, when he plays that from behind him, his eyes go down.
In like,
it's like a very sudden, like it's the first like sudden movement he's done. Just like,
is he in pain?
Like, yeah, yeah. Do I see it as a painful move? Is he, like, shook?
He has turned his face so that you would need to, like, you can't see it. Like, he's like, and he just, like, almost like he bowed his head really aggressively. But, like, he just, like, it was very...
I'm gonna gesture to Baynard to just keep repeating it.
Yeah, he'll keep playing it.
It's good. Torture him.
What does that mean to you?
And he just kind of, like, lets out, like, a long breath and keeps his head down. And I picture it this, because he's no longer doing, he's got lingering performance, but for right now, with the protection from even all that, I think Anoran starts to wake up too. Mechanically, I know it's a little bit different, but just like grabbing at her head, and now the music.
yeah, Baynard will stop playing now, and I think a piece of my friend is still under whatever this is.
You're behind him, right, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to start like stepping to like over into the peripheral vision more so I can start like looking at his face now. I want to see how he's reacting to the song and me talking to him.
He's so hunched over, and as you, when you stop playing, his shoulders start kind of shaking.
I think I'd pull up my, no, I have my shield up at this point, kind of like between me and him.
He left your shield on the back wall.
Oh, no, I picked it up a while ago. Yeah, I wouldn't, like, I'm casting like spells on myself. I'm not going to leave my shield.
Fair enough.
I'm prepared for a fight here.
Liam, it's an audio format.
I said what he's doing. I'm waiting for them to react to it. His shoulders are shaking. His head is downcast.
I just want, like, I'm expecting, like, a demon or something to pop out of him at this point. So I'm stepping back a little bit. It's like, Marcus, can you wake up Anoran?
She's, like, really struggling to sit up. And she's fine. Just has, like, that kind of concussed look. Like,
the gods. Oh, dreamer, preserve me.
Oh, and like jolts and sees that he's shaking, and Anoran gets up and just with like a hand just fucking hits him over the head.
All right, that's rather violent.
And he slumps.
Okay.
And she's like, she goes, what was that? What did he do?
Well, looks like he knocked you out, and now you just knocked him out. Good talk.
And she's like, why did you take his gag out?
Oh, he did that himself. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Yeah, he also could have just gone
yeah.
When his fingers were free.
Well, no, because he was still restricted from how far he could get.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Historical question.
Yeah.
Sure.
About Pylon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was there any indication of any of the scarring being present before?
No, I'll say they come far enough up his forehead that you would have noticed them before. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the kind of thing you think that, like, once it's done, hair wouldn't grow the same way on it. Like, they're, like, raised ridges.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been poorly stapled together.
Yeah.
Is he unconscious now?
I'm picturing Anoran, like, Anoran has the ability to do, well, again, I'm picturing the guards kept him at, like, 1 HP kind of thing. She has knocked him out.
Yeah, knocked him out.
Yeah.
For sure.
At that point, Marcus is going to retie the hands. He's going to fucking tie that gag like no fucking tomorrow. He's going to make sure that son of a bitch can't talk.
Yeah, you find a way to, I imagine, gingerly do it where it's not touching the sharp teeth.
Yeah, because I don't think Baynard saw the teeth either, right? I think I missed the mouth thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Only Marcus saw it. Yeah.
If I had a belt, I would sacrifice that to, you know, put it in your teeth. Except someone destroyed it.
It's a joke with Solid. I think that's a joke with Solid, so.
So after I've retrust Pylon, gesture everyone.
Okay.
Out.
I still have questions for.
Out. Marcus isn't really insistent about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Out.
Do Travis and Tarvis have any inkling that we got?
I mean, I'm sure thuds would happen.
I think they'll ask you how it went as you walk out, and then they'll go, where's Marcus?
I'm coming out too.
Oh, you're also leaving. Oh, yeah. I thought you were
out.
Just
out. Okay. I'm not staying in here with him.
I thought you
demons,
were gonna, like,
demons be that. If I'm staying in there, I'm killing him and that's it.
Anoran is like, do you think it is demonic? And she like looks you guys both like incredulously, like you would have told her this, obviously, but she's just like, was he a demon worshiper? Is he a demon? I could
I'll point to the scars while he's out. Does this mean anything to you? Like, and I'll draw. Obviously, I assume he's slumped over, right? So we should be able to see plainly.
Would I be able to do my own religion check now?
Yes.
Ooh, a 19. Plus, I am not identifying a monster, so it's only a 27.
Only.
It's over 25.
Once Marcus got your thing, like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Out.
Yeah.
Not discussing this by demon.
Yeah. That is... Marcus, you are correct. That is demonic. Did you see how the pattern sort of feathered? Almost a bird-like.
Yes. Sorry. This is your thing.
Okay. I believe... You said a drow family name. What was it?
Vexadir.
And she's like thinking, and her whole deal was like patrolling trade routes and keeping people from being taken into the Darklands. And so she's like racking her knowledge local, essentially. Vexadir, birds, those markings, sharks,
shark?
She says something in one of the northern languages, and then she's like looking for it. The Marquis of Blood. And she describes a demon that is like a man with a goose's head, and it's much scarier than it sounds like. He's the board nobles, and assassins, just not the sort of nobility or anything like Cheliax, but a demon that, and she kind of like gestures to her face. Bao-Baos. Have you fought these demons, Bao-Baos?
We haven't fought any demons.
I'm gonna show you the number of demons I fought. This many.
We fought a turtle and a giant boar. We haven't fought a demon.
I have not either. I don't mean to say, but and you see her kind of do some social math, and she goes, priests during as a orphanage, they had scary stories. The blood men, very skinny, very tall, jawbone on a spear. They are the souls of murderers, come back to life.
Demons,
the demons, yes.
Where you live, they tell stories like that to children.
I was raised in a...
It sounds very German.
Yeah,
yes.
Focus, people.
I was raised on the border of the northern countries. She was raised like right between, not Brevoy, but the one north of there and the haunted ass place.
Ustalav,
because she was orphaned. And so she was raised by a bunch of Desna priests who were just like, don't travel at night. The blood demons will get you. And she's like... She's like, I will kill all the blood demons. and that's the picture I sent you, those Bao Baos. And like Marcus, yeah. When she starts describing it, you can see the like, it wasn't like he's one of them, but like whatever he's done to his face.
Similarities.
Yeah.
Bao Bao.
And it's like B-A-B-A-U, Bao Bao.
Bao Bao.
All right.
Bao Bao.
Bao Bao.
So, you guys creepy. Decided to take a nap.
It was a magical... That is unfair. She's just so flustered.
And he's just going to explain, you know, what he saw. Obviously, you guys saw it. No, you guys didn't see it because he just had his head down and then he fucking knocked him unconscious. Yeah. He's going to explain what he saw. And further on, he's going to look at Anoran and Banner and be like, that thing in there isn't the person we knew or the one you're looking for. Apparently, I'm now slightly southern.
It happens. This might not be true. And you can see she's like desperately trying to find something to latch onto at this. And she's like, I am an inquisitor. I can, and she looks for the word in common. She says, convert. And she makes a fist.
Coerce.
That thing in there, whatever it is now. How it got to be this way? Broke.
I need some way to speak with it. I need to fix it.
There's no fixing that. It's broken.
And she looks like pleadingly at Baynard. She's like, I can fix him.
Marcus, that's Pylon in there. We have to try.
That's not Pylon.
We have to try to bring him back.
That's not Pylon. I've seen a lot of guttural things in my upkeep, Baynard. I've seen some of the worst that humanity can do to each other. And whatever's been done to him passes everything.
But he remembered the song, Marcus. He remembered the song. There's a piece of him in there. We can bring that piece out.
Then that piece is in pain. And it doesn't want to be what it is anymore. The Pylon we knew is gone and dead. You want my opinion? You put it out of its misery now, it'll thank you.
Anoran, like, at that, is like, not like aggressively, but like grabs at the front of Marcus's shirt, like at his attention.
I'm not being aggressive.
She's not being aggressive. Like, this is like a different side to Anoran you haven't seen. Like, they're like, the anger.
Oh my god, are you gonna be like, oh my god, no, please.
No, it's just like tired. And she's like, this elf has answers. And she looks to Baynard, she says, which of the guards or which of your retinue has the strongest stomach? I need assistance, but I can. And she's trying to find the in fiction word for like adjusting someone's alignment by force.
Torture is what the word you're looking for.
Yeah. Coercive torture.
I think Marcus would push you back and be like, that's not enough. That's a beast. Beasts need to be put down.
Beasts can be collared.
Marcus, let's try one more time, please. For me.
We keep a werewolf, but we won't someone who has information that I have spent a whole year of my life waiting for. I have spent all of my life waiting for. I will speak with him, and I will get what I need.
How about this? You go explain to the men and women, or equal opportunity guard unit, who no longer have their lives because of him.
I like to think when Pylon came in, the butler of that rich family was like getting groceries and he just exploded his head. he's just like, which way to the palace? Or he's not German. And just like, he's like, oh, it's just up that.
Marcus, let's just go in one more time and see if we can get the information we need. And if not, then he'll get the same treatment as the Stag Lord. I touch my mace when I say that.
She like looks to you, Baynard. She says, for your constitution's sake, I would ask that you just allow me entrance with one guard who you know to be strong-willed, but also strong-stomached.
I'll look to Aaron and be like, you really want this?
Yes.
I'll go in with you.
Anoran, Pylon's was my best friend. I miss him dearly. I'm going in. And I turn around and I walk through the door back into the cell.
So Anoran specifically is requesting someone to assist in this process. She knows the council. She knows the council well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if it would be worthwhile to bring someone nameless or anything. But
so the only person with combat experience on the evil side of the spectrum is John Hand, right? He's the only person that's ever been brought back from, you know, pulled out from the mud sort of thing. And, you know, it doesn't come across in his silly voice, but he is a fighter, right? Like he's got that in him. So he would be willing to assist in this. And knowing that Baynard is in the room as well, he'll take that a little easier because Baynard's a fucking motherfucker. The four of you enter the room and Pylon is slowly coming to. And his gag is back in place. His hands are bound, probably more so than they were before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you get tonight.
No. Oh, damn it.
You will have an opportunity to try what you want to try next time. On Goblins and Gamble.
Next time on Goblins and My thinking was it would be something I'd have to keep coming back to. It's not like a single sitting. Like, I'm picturing Anna has to go in there and like do her grim work repeatedly.
Partly
interrogating.
This isn't going to be a one and done.
And so like I, Liam, am saying for Baynard's sake, Anna is going to fight against him being there for that, but I'm not opposed as a player for you to get like another crack at him before she goes intense.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do in the next session, but like, shit. Yeah, Baynard's fucked up right now.